Topic 133. The Pilgrim. 1. The life of the pilgrim can be divided into three main periods. 1. That period wherein he is under the influence of the personality ray. 2. That wherein he comes under the ray of the ego. 3. That wherein the monadic ray holds sway. The first period is by far the longest and covers the vast progression of the centuries wherein the activity aspect of the threefold self is being developed. Life after life slips away during which the aspect of the manas, or mind, is being slowly wrought out, and the human being comes more and more under the control of his intellect, operating through his physical brain. Centuries go by, and the man becomes ever more actively intelligent, and the field of his life more suitable for the coming in of this second aspect. The second period, wherein the egoic ray holds sway, is not so long comparatively. It marks the lives wherein the man throws his forces on the side of evolution, disciplines his life, steps upon the probationary path, and continues up to the third initiation. The third period is by far the shortest. It marks the period of achievement, of liberation, and therefore, although it is the shortest period when viewed from below upward, it is the period of comparative permanence when viewed from the plane of the monad. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 174 through 178. 2. Quote, "Pass on, O pilgrim, with steady perseverance. No candle is there, nor earth lamp fed with oil. Ever the radiance groweth till the path ends within a blaze of glory, and the wanderer, through the night, becometh the child of the sun, and entereth within the portals of that radiant orb." Unquote. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 121. 3. The Listening Pilgrim. Listen, O pilgrim, to the chanting of the word by the great Deva lords. Hush all earth vibration, still the restless strivings of the lower mind, and with ear intent, hark to the sounds that rise to the throne of the Logos. Only the pure in heart can hear. Only the gentle can respond. The stormy sounds of all earth struggle, the shrill vibration of the watery sphere, the crashing note marking the place of thought, dims the sound and shuts out the tone. He who is silent, quiet, and calm within, who sees all by light divine, and is not led by light reflected within the threefold spheres, is he who will shortly hear. From out the environing ether will strike a note upon his ear, unlike the tones that sound within the world terrestrial. Listen, O pilgrim, for when that sound strikes in colorful vibration upon the inner sense, know that a point has been achieved, marking a great transition. Watch then, O pilgrim, for the coming of that hour. With purified endeavor, mount nearer to that sound. Know that its tone steals through the misty dawn, or in the mellow sunlight strikes soft upon the ear, that soon the inner hearing will become expanded feeling, and will give place to sight and perfect comprehension. Know when the music of the spheres comes to you note by note, in misty dawn or sunny noon, at cool of eve, or sounding through the deep of night, that in their rhythmic tone lies secret revelation. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 763. 4. The Six Rules of the Path. The Road. 1. The road is trodden in the full light of day, drawn upon the path of those who know and lead. Nothing then can be hidden, and at each turn a man must face himself. 2. Upon the road the hidden stands revealed. Each sees and knows the villainy of each. And yet there is, with that great revelation, no turn back, no spurning of each other, and no shakiness upon the road. The road goes forward into day. 3. Upon that road one wanders not alone. There is no rush, no hurry. and yet there is no time to lose. Each pilgrim, knowing this, presses his footsteps forward and finds himself surrounded by his fellow men. Some move ahead, he follows after. Some move behind, he sets the pace. He travels not alone. 4. Three things the pilgrim must avoid: the wearing of a hood, the veil which hides his face from others, the carrying of a water pot, which only holds enough for his own wants, the shouldering of a staff without a crook to hold. 5. Each pilgrim on the road must carry with him what he needs: a pot of fire to warm his fellow men, a lamp to cast its rays upon his heart and show his fellow men the nature of his hidden life, a purse of gold which he scatters not upon the road but shares with others, a sealed vase wherein he carries all his aspiration to cast before the feet of him who waits to greet him at the gate, a sealed vase. 6. The pilgrim, as he walks upon the road, must have the open ear, the giving hand, the silent tongue, the chastened heart, the golden voice, the rapid foot, and the open eye which sees the light. He knows he travels not alone. From Glamour, A World Problem, pages 50 through 51.